Well, let's go to New South Wales now, and it was a New Year's Eve like no other in Sydney. While the pictures of the midnight fireworks were beamed around the world, the 1 million plus crowd on the harbour was absent this year. Smaller gatherings did go ahead around the city with a limited number of arrests for breaches of COVID restrictions. Our reporter Barbara Miller joins me now live. Barb, can you give us a sense as to what the authorities were saying? What's their assessment of people's behaviour for New Year's Eve?
Look, on the whole, the authorities were very pleased with how the night went off. They said that they had never seen the CBD as quiet as it was. There were no 9 p.m. fireworks. The musicians who played were playing to no live audience. And most people did stay away from the city, though, of course, you were allowed to go in if you had a permit and were visiting a venue there. They did find some illegal fireworks displays, but they said most, but not all people were able to be moved on quickly. Here's the Assistant Police Commissioner, Mick Willing.
We were a little disappointed throughout the course of the night in metropolitan Sydney to have to respond to a number of reports of people using illegal fireworks, including a very large crowd that gathered in the Villawood area watching a huge display of illegal fireworks that was broken up by the Public Order and Riot Squad. In terms of infringements and those sorts of things across the board, we're still collating some data, but I can tell you that 5 infringements were issued to commercial premises in relation to COVID breaches and 7 to individuals.
And Sally, please say they're also looking at a possible illegal Airbnb party that was in the Hills District and possibly up to 30 infringement notices there. Just a reminder, the limit on guests to a home was 10.
So, Bob, there were 3 new cases of locally acquired COVID overnight in New South Wales. What do we know?
They are all in Western Sydney. 2 are in one household and 1 is a close contact of one of those 2 people. They're all still under investigation, so not clear yet whether they're linked to any of the other outbreaks. But there's been a call out for people in the suburbs of Lidcombe, Greystanes, Oburn and Berala to get tested. So clearly some concern there about a possible further outbreak there. However, the other clusters have now been linked. This was the Croydon family cluster and a couple of people in Wollongong. Both those outbreaks have been linked to that Northern Beaches outbreak. And what authorities have told us this morning is that someone in the Croydon cluster and one of the 2 Wollongong cases ate at a restaurant in Wollongong, the Swallowed Anchor, on the 19th of December. So they're very keen to speak to people there. This is the Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant.
So all those cases are linked, and investigations and contact tracing are trying to establish the epidemiological links, particularly to identify those missing links, and hence the importance in relation to the Swallowed Anchor restaurant. There may have been a person at that restaurant who unknowingly had COVID at that time, who then had exposures or links to the Northern Beaches venues or sites.
That's the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant. And Bob, finally, there's an alert too for people in the south of New South Wales. What are the details there?
So it seems that a couple of positive cases have come into the south of the state from Victoria. They visited a couple of venues in Eden and Bermagui, and alerts have been put out for people who visited those venues on the 30th and 31st of December to come forward. Further details on the New South Wales Health website, and that'll be updated throughout the day. But overall, the testing picture has been more positive. 32,000 people in the state came forward for testing over the past 24 hours, and the Premier certainly said she was very pleased with that result.
Barbara Miller there, bringing us up to date on the situation in New South Wales.